This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Devin McCourty on a Patriots Friday is brought to you by Zuti. Build any app your company needs in 1 week. Visit Zuti.com for details. And Devin McCourty is brought to you by Shaw's, perfecting the art of fresh, and by Ketch's Law Group. And he joins us right now on the Harbor One Hotline. Hey, Devin, good morning.
Good morning, man. How you guys doing today?
We're doing good. I can relate to something that you said this week, which is that you feel old. You said that during you said that during a press conference. How does being your age make your job more difficult, if it even does, Devin?
I think the biggest thing is just a recovery standpoint. I mean, I think all of us know, like, as when you're younger, how easy it is to get up and do something that you did yesterday, get up, do it again the next day and the next day, and not have to, you know, spend time or do anything to kind of help you get back and recover. And I think as you get older, you invest more time in the recovery process of, you know, I think for one, getting your body ready to go. But I think everyone does that. But just the idea of whether it's post-game, post-practice, you really have to take the time and go through your routine to make sure the next day that you're able to be at work and do what everyone else is able to do. And I think I learned that, you know, throughout my career each year. It's like you have to do more and more, and then you hit an age where, you know, you have to do those things every single day or the next day is brutal. So that's what I was saying. I said that coming off of a question talking about playing 90 snaps on Sunday and the impact that has going forward.
Have you considered giving the TB12 method a try?
I think some of those things are in what I do, because I think everyone has watched, you know, what Tom's been able to do throughout his career. But no, I don't have the true TB12 method. Only one guy truly has that.
Maybe he could ship some avocado gelato up here or something like that for you, Devin.
I don't think he eats any meat. Devin, when you look at a game against the Cowboys, you guys really, you know, gave up a ton of yards to Dak Prescott. What do you think were some of the issues there that led to him having that many yards in the game?
I mean, for one, they're a really good football team. He's a really good quarterback, and I think some of the extended plays hurt us probably more than anything. Just his ability to buy some extra time, and they were able to make plays a couple of times in zone coverages. He bought time. You know, when you're in a zone and a quarterback can buy some extra time, it makes it very difficult on the defense to find a guy and get on him because you're a little displaced in the zone. So we're just doing a better job of not giving quarterback time to wait for other people to be open and be able to make a play. So that definitely came up with something that we want to do a better job this week and going forward.
Devin, from Dak Prescott now taking on Zach Wilson, a guy you've already seen this season, in prepping, is there any difference in the offense that you're facing from the last time you saw them to now?
Yeah, I think Zach Wilson is just probably more comfortable. I think you watch like the Tennessee game, his ability to do like what I was just talking about, you know, what Dak did of being able to buy time. And, you know, when he's able to buy some extra time, he's going deep down the field. So that's just something that we got to stay alert for. We got to do a good job of making sure what, you know, if he is able to escape the pocket, that we get on guys and not allow him to go vertical. You know, in the Tennessee game, Davis and Cole had big catches deep down the field and a pass interference that really changed that game with him getting outside of the pocket and being able to get the ball vertical.
Devin, when you look at this defense, I think the one area that you guys obviously did a good job against the Dallas Cowboys was in the red zone. They were 2 for 5, so that's pretty good. When you think about playing against a quarterback or a team that has that mobile quarterback, how important is it for that front seven pass rush to get there so you can eliminate some of those extended plays that you talk about?
Yeah, and I think it's obviously the pass rush getting there, and it's everyone kind of working together. You know, you're going to play a game, and for the whole game, to ask the pass rush to be perfect is going to be tough because you still want those guys to be aggressive. So the few times it does happen, you just got to do a good job in coverage to make sure that you don't give up the big play. And then, like you just said, overall, your rush is just doing a good job of the plan, of your rush plan, and staying in their lanes and not allowing the quarterback to be able to get to their, you know, their sweet spots on the field of being outside the pocket like we know Zach Wilson likes. And I think when it's all working together is when you can have a good day against mobile quarterbacks between rush and coverage.
Devin, this week, Wiggy and I had a bit of a spirited debate on that loss and if you were going to and obviously it's on the whole team, but if you were going to put it on either the offense or the defense, who you would put it on. It, from your perspective, watching that offense, do you feel like, does the defense feel like you would like to see more out of them? Do you want to see Mac Jones given the ability to open it up more, to do more? Do you feel like that they need to bring a little bit extra, or do you hold the defense accountable when it comes to that loss on Sunday?
I mean, for me, it's everybody. Like, you don't go out there and win a football game, you know, because one side play well. I think, you know, overall to win a football game, especially against a good team, you have to come out and I think everyone has to be able to fill their roles in certain points of the game. So to me, it came down to just how well we played in the critical situations on, you know, all sides of the ball. You know, I don't think it was this side was bad or that side was bad. It's just we got to do a better job when, you know, the game's on the line and these three or four plays will decide the game of us making those plays on both sides of the ball. And I think that's when we'll get different results.
Speaking of good teams, Do you feel like this team gets up for better teams than or teams that they feel like are going to be better teams, that, you know, vis-a-vis the Bucs, vis-a-vis the Cowboys? Like outside looking in, it seems like maybe you perform better against those teams.
I don't know. I think you look at our record, we're 2-4. So, I mean, out of six games, we've won twice. So, you know, I try not to get into the whole, you know, they competed well, you know, tough loss, but it could have been this and it could have, like, I mean, I would say overall we just got to do a better job in every game we've played, you know, other than the two that we've won, to make that the end result. You know, I think obviously it's important how you play, but in this league it all comes down to did you win or did you lose? So we just got to do a better job of that, and I think that makes those conversations different across the board when you win games compared to when you keep falling short.
Devin, you know, being in the position you just talked about, being in 2-4, I asked Bill when we had him on last week, you know, you were a similar situation last year where you had a very similar record at this point in time in the season, but you put yourself in a position where you ran off about four games of wins to be right back in the playoff hunt. I know you never want to look down the road, but do you take any type of, like, silver lining into the fact to know that, hey, listen, we've been in this situation before and we put ourselves back in the hunt. We still can do that again this year?
Yeah, I think you always have to remember what's in front of you. And I think we know as a team there's things that we could do a little bit better and it'll make a world of difference. So I think we know that going in that, you know, it's not like, you know, just – wrap everything up and go home. Like, we still have a shot here to go out here and win some football games. So I think we definitely put that as the focus of just moving forward and being able to be better and see what that gives us, you know, not worrying about it and just staying in the past and, you know, talking about the past games, but obviously moving forward, focusing on one game at a time, one day at a time. And I think that's been the mentality and the mindset of the guys in the locker room, just with the thought of, you know, let's finish this thing off and do what's right for these next 11 games, and then we'll just see where that puts us.
Devin, a non-football question, but I saw you on the news this week fighting for clemency for William Allen from Brockton, serving 27 years in prison. Can you explain for our audience who might not know the story why you are fighting for this so they better understand what's going on?
Yeah, I got the opportunity to get introduced to the case from a friend. William Allen is a guy who at 20 years old committed a crime. Him and a friend decided to rob someone, rob a known drug dealer in town. And during that process, the person he was with killed the guy. And back then, and I think it was 94, it was known as joint venture felony. So whatever happened during a felony, whoever was involved would be charged with what happened. So they were both charged with murder. And the friend understood really what he was being charged with and decided to take a plea deal. And William thought, you know, I didn't kill anyone. Why would I get sentenced and charged for murder? So because of that, he got charged. He was convicted. Spent 27 years in prison, while the other guy who committed the crime has been out the last 11 years. So clemency is just the thought process of, you know, this is a man who committed a crime, who if you talk to him today, he'll tell you how remorseful he is and he takes full responsibility. But it's the idea of, you know, the time served and what he's done in prison is enough. And, you know, the sentence that he probably got, you know, isn't really fair. And, you know, nowadays that that charge has been remedied. You can't be charged that way. So it's the idea of let's fix what is really wrong and let a man out of prison. So it's been going pretty well. Hopefully Governor Baker agrees with a lot of the recommendations that have been made, and he's released from prison sooner than later.
Hey, Devin, back to the Jets game. You had a pick in that game. You had a tip to J.C. Jackson for an interception, and then you had a pick that almost you brought back to the house, and Zach Wilson just caught you. How close were you to returning that, and do you, like, catch grief from the teammates for letting the quarterback bring you down?
You always get grief from the teammates whenever a quarterback or for returners, a punter, a kicker. So it goes like that sometimes. Sometimes you get away, sometimes you don't. But as you get older and the quarterback catches, they get on you more. So I understand it. And, you know, hopefully we can get some turnovers this week, and that could be a big way to victory.
Can't get walked by the quarterback, though.
just want to be clear, Devin, that was Ken Laird critiquing your performance, not me.
A pick six?
It's well documented. I am afraid to say anything to you. You know that.
No, you're not. You like to run with it, Gray. You like to run with it.
All right. Well, listen, this is Wiggy says must win. Wiggy's going to tell you it's a must win on Sunday. So we're
come
glad,
on, man, get me off the ledge.
We're glad you took the time this morning, Devin, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, guys. Have a good weekend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.